My name is Akwesi Abimeje. Welcome back to Insights, and thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It's a sixth episode on Insights, woo! And Insights is all about the Word of God, and what we do is to relate our lives to what we go through, our experiences, and everything that borders us with the Word of God. We delve into the Word, we use the Word of God to explain, we use the Word of God to guide us, we use the Word of God to nourish us as we move in this life. As you have joined me, I hope and pray that the Word will guide and will feed your soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for joining me on this episode. This episode is called The Book of Esther, 10 chapters, 10 lessons. I hope you enjoy this as I did when I was preparing. So we're going to start with Esther chapter 1 verses 12. Now I'm going to be reading verses, and then I will talk about every lesson as I finish every verse that I'm here. So we start with Esther chapter 1 verses 12. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command brought by his eunuchs before the king. Therefore the king was furious and his anger burned within him. Now I'm going to continue from chapter 1 verses 16 to 17. And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Queen Vashti has not only wronged the king, but also all the princes and all the people who are in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For the queen's behavior will become known to all women, so that they will despise their husbands in their eyes when they report. King Ahasuerus commanded Queen Vashti to be brought in before him, but she did not come. So I just read three verses, and I'm going to give my lesson and what I actually learned from this. It's the whole chapter, but I just take these three verses to actually highlight on some points. Now, Queen Vashti was the queen to King Ahasuerus, and she hosted her own feast with women in her own palace. Which she was a prominent, she was a leader, she was prominent, and she was somebody who people look up to. First of all, she disrespected her husband and the king, which was not allowed according to law. And if she had not been removed, there had been occurrences of women also doing the same thing to their husbands, and continuously, like every single time. So, and people would have used what she did as a point to actually continue disrespect. So what I gain from this is that as human beings, we ought to actually know that the things we do not actually affect us only, it also affects other people around us. And that whatever you do, whatever you try to do, you have to also think about the next person around you. And that even though you might think that, oh, I'm just like a major, nobody looks up to me. No, somebody does look up to you. Somebody does refer to you. Even though you might think your life might be boring and plain, there's somebody who thinks that your life is like so amazing, and you have to actually not be like how Vashti did. Like, maybe she was actually trying to make a rebellion or something, but she forgot to how far it could go to reach other people's lives. And through that, because they didn't want it to happen, the Memucan advised the king to remove her from there. So now fast forward, we go to chapter 2 verses 15. That's what I'm going to be reading. Now, when the time came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of women, advised, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. Now, also, what I love about this verse is that if you listen, Esther took nothing except what the man who was in control of all the virgins at that time gave them. If you read chapter 2, it was when the king summoned all virgins from all the corners of his empire to come to his palace to be groomed and prepared to be a queen, and they will all come into turns to meet him. Now, what I learned is that we have to actually take advice from people around us. We have to actually listen from people, from actually trustworthy people, not just trustworthy people, but people of authority, our parents, our mothers, like not just anybody, but we have to actually not think of ourselves so highly, but humble, just like how Esther did, because through taking the advice of Haggai and accepting what Haggai brought on board, she gained favor with everybody. She was humble, and we as human beings are supposed to be humble in our own way, humble in every manner, and accept people's advice as they come. Now move on to chapter 3. I know this is fast, but well, we're going. Chapter 3 verses 3 to 4. Then the king's servants who were within the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's command?" Now it happened when they spoke to him daily and you will not listen to them, that they told it to Haman to see whether Mordecai's word will stand, for Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. So now, you see what they did. Haman didn't see Mordecai not bowing to him. Some people saw and decided to actually bring Mordecai forth to Haman. See, haters, people don't like you, so they try. It's like you not doing something properly in class, and then some of your classmates go report you to the teacher. That's how it is. But the point is that with Mordecai's point, he was not bowing to Haman because he believed in his own manner that he shouldn't bow to any other person than God. And I learned from this chapter and from this verse, these verses I've read, that human beings will try to bend you and curve you in all other ways, but remember and always keep in mind that God is the author and the finish of our faith. He's a true God, and he's the one that we're supposed to actually bow down to. We're supposed to actually serve. We're supposed to actually be subservient under. So yes, never forget that no human being can create you. Only God can. No human being can stop you. Only God can. No human being can downgrade you. Only God can. And God will always want to uplift you. So get to God. Do not lessen yourself or think that somebody can destroy you. And do not worship human beings. We do that every single day, or normally. Try to stop that and focus on serving God. Let's go. Chapter 4, verses 10 to 17. It's very long, but it's good. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king who has not been called, he has by one law put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter, that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews." Did you hear that? "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. If you listen from what I read just now, Esther was just telling Mordecai what was actually there. He told Mordecai that you can't go to the in front of the king without being summoned. And if he doesn't hold a scepter unto you, you'll be dead. He will deal with you. Actually, according to law, you have to put to death. It's okay. That the truth is, Esther was just following the rules. Esther was just following the norm. What society, like how we are, the world there following the norm, how the society norms and everything. And what I like the reply Mordecai gave him, that do not think in your heart that you cannot actually, and you will escape because you're in the king's palace. Do not think that you will escape because you have been put into a place, or like because you think that you are safe when it comes to some certain things in a society. That instead of you not speaking up and helping your brother or helping your sister or putting your voice out there because you're there, especially to people who are, let me say, leaders in a small way, fathers, teachers, people who are in authority, or even not in authority, but somebody who has been put in an advantage point than other people. Do not think that because that right now and today you are safely placed somewhere, so you're okay, nothing will hurt you. But just remember that as human beings, that you are human beings. Today it is somebody, tomorrow is going to be you. That is what Mordecai said. And Esther gave a wonderful response. Esther realized that, yes, she has to own up to it. That is why she was brought. That is why she was there. That is why she was there. That is why she was brought there. Therefore, she also owned up and then gave them a reply that she's going to do her part. And if she perishes, she perishes. That's a true leader. That's a true person at an advantage point. That's a true person who is doing what she or he has to do. So we go to chapter 5, verses 3. And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." Then we have 5-7. Then the king said, "Bring Haman quickly, that he may do as Esther has said." So the king and Haman went to the banquet that Esther had prepared. At the banquet of the wine, the king said to Esther, "What is your petition? What is your petition? It shall be granted to you. What is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done." But Esther answered and said, "My petition and request is this. If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, then let the king and Haman come to the banquet which I'll prepare for them, and tomorrow I'll do as the king has said." What I learned in this chapter is about Esther's patience. Okay, this is not the whole chapter, but this is just the beginning part of the chapter. What I learned is that Esther's patience. She could have said something, because at that time and moment, the king gave her, he said, any request she wants. Any request. You know, God being good, God being so gracious, when Esther used her advantage and prayed, and she prayed to God, God saw and, you know, lighted up a way for her. And she got to the king, and the king didn't do anything against her, but actually raised the scepter, so meaning she won't die. And she was still calm. She was humble, as she was humble with Hagar, and true that she gained favor. She used it again here. So meaning in life, you have to be patient. You have to be patient in all things you do. And patience is not good. And you have to be patient. You have to sometimes accept and be content with what you have at one point. You can be ambitious, but still be patient. That is how you have to. Patience is the key to a lot of things in life. Yeah, thank you. So now we go to chapter 6. When it comes to chapter 6, whoa, it's like the whole chapter. Because I'm going to be reading this in pieces, and I hope you all follow me well. That night, chapter 6, that night the king could not sleep, so one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Then the king said, "What honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" And the king's servant who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him." So, nothing has been done for him. It is so sad. Mordecai did such a good thing. Nothing has been done. Then the king asked who was in the court, Then Haman just entered the court to come and tell about Mordecai's, what he was to do against Mordecai to hang him. That's chapter 4. Then the king told Haman to come in. And when the king told Haman to come in, the king said, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" And then Haman, thinking that who will the king, you know, honor better than me? And that is clearly something like Haman was just too proud here. And that would be his death. His proud became his death, because we get to know that in the next chapter, the next chapters to come. Then he stated that, and Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be bought which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on its head." Then he said to Haman, "Hurry, take the robe and the horse as you have suggested, and do so for the Mordecai, the Jew, who sits within the king's gate." So this is verse 10. "Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken." So, as I said, Haman rushed, you see, as the song says, don't rush. Yeah, don't rush, because his rush led to his death. So also, don't be patient and don't be proud at all. Think of yourself humble in every stage of your life, and let's learn from what Haman did that led to him being embarrassed and walking around saying that and proclaiming that that shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. And also, all this also states to that don't worry about anything. Don't worry when you do good to someone. Don't actually look at like you getting a good right now. Don't do good out of your own heart. Don't think that you get a reward or anything. Just do it, and God, being so merciful in his own time, will give you a reward. And look at what happened. The king could not sleep, so he read the chronicle scene, and Mordecai was able to get a reward of that his own enemy coming to praise him and tell that this is the man the king likes. So we're going to chapter 7 verse 7. It states, Then the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stood before Queen Esther, pleading for his life, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. And we'll go back to the 6 verses 13. I know, I'm so sorry. But they link, so I wanted to use it. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that happened to him, his wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai had begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but you will surely fall before him." It's like his wife and Haman's wife and his wise men predicted his death even before it happened. I don't know why he didn't listen. Like, you have to listen. You have to listen to the people, the trustworthy people surrounding you, the people you believe that are good, people that has no, like, insight, yeah, in life, and to able to help you. So pray about the people who are actually around you. Pray that God gives you such people to able to help you to move on. As you're not an island, you bear people who need we need help from every corner. Like, we need help. God won't directly come and help you. He will use other people to help you. Like, his wife predicted this death. And his wife and his wife predicted it. But Haman, being Haman, didn't actually listen to anything. He just continued, you know, he went ahead because, well, the queen has invited me to a banquet, not knowing that the queen was coming, not knowing that the person you're actually against is also of Jewish descent. And this also tells you what they said, that Mordecai, who also is of Jewish descent. So meaning that if your enemies are up against you and you are a child of God, they will surely fall. That is what they said, and it happened. He surely did fall. Now let's go to chapter 8 verse verses 3. Now Esther spoke again to the king, fell down his feet, and implored him with tears to counteract the evil of Haman the Agagite and the scheme which he had devised against his king. Verse 4. And the king held out to this golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, verse 5. If it pleases the king, and if I found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right to the king, and I'm pleasing his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to annihilate the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen? And also, when you start something, what I learned from these three verses in the whole of chapter 7 is that when you start something, don't just let it be hanging in the air. Finish it. Because when Haman left, what was still there hanging in the air? Haman wrote out something that the Jews should be killed on a specific day of a specific month, the 13th day of the 12th month of Adar, according to the Jewish calendar. Now, it was still hanging. So meaning, if they had just left it, okay, Haman is gone. Now that's it. You have to finish at the way you want to finish. And make sure you do it to the end with God's help. And also, always, when someone wants to help you, try to get to the appealing side of the person and try to use the person's own words. Like, this is not just the biblical aspect, this is like life. Try to use the person's own words. You see, as she said, if it pleases the king, and if I found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right to the king, and I'm pleasing his eyes. Like how the king says, yeah, found favor, as you kept seeing in the previous chapters when she came to the king's hall, the king's palace, and the king said all that, I'll give up to half of my kingdom and all those things. That's what you should use. Now chapter 9 verses 13, we have that Esther said, if it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do again tomorrow according to today's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows. Now, this really states that a lot of things we do are generational. So, some things that were done, some things that your forefathers did are going to affect you. As I said, generational curses and generational blessings. Some things that you do might going to affect your children and your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren and all those things. So, this states that whatever you do, do it right. And also, be having the blood of Jesus, and it being so gracious and so wonderful, we can actually break those things, so that none of anything that somebody who lived in the 1990s or in the 1880s, that's what's in your issue, because your father will come and affect you, is gone. Because it says that Haman's children paid for Haman's deeds. And that is very a sad thing. Then we also go to 23 verses 26. So the Jews accepted the custom which they had begun as Mordecai had written to them, because Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to annihilate them and had cast Pur. So they called this day Purim after the name Pur. Therefore, because of all the words of this letter, I skipped to 26. Because all of this letter, what they had been concerned this matter and what had happened to them. So now you see, what your enemies cast against you will then be used against them. Always pray and always know that God is with you till the end. Amen. Now we're going to chapter 10, which is the last of them all. I'm going to be reading the whole of chapter 10, which is these three verses. And the king Ahasuerus imposed tribute on the land and on the islands of the sea. Now all the acts of his power and his might, and the account of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was second to King Ahasuerus, and was great among the Jews, and well received by the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people and speaking peace to all his countrymen. This is the biggest thing I learned in the whole of Esther. Yeah, Esther, the book of Esther was named after Queen Esther. But I believe that we do not really highlight on Mordecai's story. Mordecai rose from being at the king's gate to the second hand of the king. And from what I learned is that he didn't use his power, his advantage to actually go against other people, but instead he spoke peace to his countrymen and he used it to advance his people. So in everything you do, remember that you being in life, you being this life, it's not just for only you. God placed you here on this earth, wherever you are, in your family, in your workplace, in your studies, everywhere. God placed you wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, God placed you there because he wants you to do something which will affect your movement. You, your life is a movement, your life is a purpose, and you live it and do it according to God. So do not wait. Always pray, always be with God, always let God work through you. Thank you so much for joining me on Insights from the first trailer, first episode to now our sixth episode. Sadly, well, not sadly, but goodly, you're taking a break, a hiatus. And what I would love for you all to do for me is to drop your comments. Let us know what you would love to hear, and as if what content you would love to be hearing from me, and if you would love to have guests on the podcast, and whatever you want to, you know, because you guys are my community, my people. Now, if you're not listening, I won't be here continuing. That's the thing. So I want to create a podcast especially for you. So drop your comment. Let me know what you want to be hearing from us from the next episodes, the next season. And we're gonna do it and make sure it comes big and better. Let the grace of God and the light of God be with you all the days of your life. Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.